Welcome back to She Blows It. I'm your host, Carla, and I'm back at it with another episode. Another one. And we are progressing through the chakras. And this episode is all about the root chakra, which makes its way on the list as being the first and last chakra on our chakra exploration list. But before we get into the good, I want to let you know that this podcast is available on 7 different platforms. Those platforms are Anchor, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Blog Talk Radio, Breaker, Google Podcast, and Radio Public. You can also catch the latest content on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. The things we're going to explore are the powers of the root chakra, its connection to survival, security, and independence. I'm going to try something new and make a connection to a television series that I've been watching on HBO. And it's called Room 104. And the best way to describe the show from my perception is a double entendre of irony. And it's a little dark, but it's so good. And we'll explore also the connections between the root chakra and sex. But we'll get into all of that right after this. When it comes to the power of the root chakra, when we think of all these chakras, the first thing we think of is what makes this shit so important and how will it all benefit me? And when looking for something beneficial that doesn't necessarily warrant instant gratification, it takes time to connect and figure out which chakra we connect to the most and why. And I craft these episodes to give all of my listeners knowledge and insight into this ideology just so that we understand the inner and underworkings before we get deeper into the connections. And here we go. The root chakra connects us to survival. And when I think of survival, the first thing I think of is food. And when I think of food, I think of, you know, how long could the average person survive without food? And the average person can survive up to 3 weeks without food. And although that's something that I won't be trying, for example, Gandhi survived 21 days of complete starvation to restore independence and peace in India. I would not be doing that. But he had a cause. And if it were me, I would use a different method of restoring peace in my country. Me restoring peace in my country would consist of me squirming my way into the national news and dropping gems, letting people know the whole truth and nothing but the whole truth and what that looks like. We don't have to take such drastic measures as Gandhi, considering in the age of social media and just media in general, that with the right influences, word gets around faster than you can blink your eye. And while we are on the subject, foods that assist in your root chakra functioning at its highest potential consist of carrots, potatoes, parsnips, radishes, beets, onion, garlic, and protein-rich foods like eggs, meats, beans, tofu, peanut butter, chives. I want you guys to see the recipe for the root chakra omelet in the blog in the description box. Make sure you try this recipe out because it is going to get your root chakra all the way together. I will, again, have that in the description box for the podcast, and I'll also have it as a link in the blog. And I will put this recipe together myself and share it on Instagram with you guys. How about that? So stay on the lookout on Instagram for me to prepare this dish, and I'll post it on the She Blows It Instagram page. Another thing I think of is when it comes to survival is clothing. And clothing, it protects our skin from dirt, contagious pathogens, sun exposure, and it provides us with comfort. One thing I've always pondered was the idea of living in a nudist society, but I'd much rather, you know, keep that action at home. I mean, could you imagine nudism being accepted everywhere? And if you chose, you could walk around naked right next to a person that might be wearing a three-piece suit and has a briefcase in his hand. Or better yet, think about like the dirty old men who have no boundaries. They would just completely take advantage if a nudist woman was walking within their vicinity. So it looks like there's more cons than pros. There will be so many boundaries crossed that it wouldn't be funny. And just
even thinking about like taking it further to like the pedophiles and the rapists, they would have such an easy advantage. So that's why these ideas sound amazing in my head while I'm freely thinking. But once I think about the different scenarios, I'm like, nah, I'm good. And since I don't have the luxury to live in a nudist society and I go to work every day and have to look like a human being, I just shop at Shein or Shein, however you guys pronounce it. But this is my all-time favorite store for my work looks and my low-key but cute weekend looks. The link for that will be in the description box for anyone who wants to check it out. I also have a buddy of mine who will be putting some looks together and doing a haul with some Shein clothing. And I'll share her looks on the She Blows It Instagram page as well. Another thing that I think of when I think about shelter is... shelter and I think of shelter as being a roof over thy head, and that's pretty self-explanatory. Having a roof over our head is a blessing every day, and that's something that I show gratitude for every single day, especially when I think about the homeless vets, the mothers with children who have no place to go, and just people in general who just have no place to go. Also something that I think of when I think about survival is fight or flight responses. When you get placed into the situations that you don't know what to do, you have to think fast, boom, boom, boom. All right. When it comes to security, so we went through survival. Security is safety. It's not like shoot them up, bam, bam. I mean, it could be, but safety is more in this sense, and security in this sense is protecting your mental, your physical, and your emotional. And then that also goes, you know, hand in hand with independence and personal freedom through your thoughts, communication, societal freedom through finances, the willingness to travel the journey alone if your tribe doesn't vibe with your goals or your objectives, which is okay. And, you know, that all makes us unique as individuals. I love to make connections to everything. I feel like everything is, or not feel, I believe that everything is connected. The color association here with the root chakra is red. And with the meaning of the color red and its associations, we find energy, war, danger, strength, power, determination, as well as passion, desire, and love. Our root chakra is responsible for survival, independence, and security. And these elements are contingent upon what we do to make sure those needs are met. If measures are being taken to attain these needs and in a way that's effective for you, then passion, desire, and love will manifest. If these needs are not being met in a way most effective for you, then the feelings of danger, war, and powerlessness will form within. It's like love is a double-edged sword that comes with the good and the bad. And the first thing I think about when I think about the color red is blood. So that TV show connection that I was telling you guys about, boom, let's get into it. So Room 104 is like one of the most amazing shows that I've seen so far. And this show is produced by Mark and Jonah Duplass. They're brothers, I believe. And in a single room, which the room is 104, the guests who come and go experience different fantasies, they experience different epiphanies. And in this one room, each person encounters something different. It could differ from being a thriller to a horror to comedy. And on season 2, episode 1, this particular guest rented a room with his son and needed a babysitter. And the babysitter arrives and already gets like an eerie vibe or eerie feeling when she realized that the kid's dad was rushing to get out of the room without even introducing her to the child who she was supposed to be caring for. And in fact, the father told the sitter that his son was in the bathroom and he would be out when he got over his temper tantrum. So that right there was already weird to me. And all aspects of the babysitter's root chakra were off balance. And she had a gut feeling. She had a feeling that something wasn't right about the situation, but she continued to go with the flow because she needed the extra cash. And I mean, we all do something strange for a little piece of change, clearly, because just like, you know, most working Americans in the world trying to make an honest living, like, you know, she just needed some cash and she was like, all right, let's go babysit. She didn't think about, you know, this might be a dangerous situation with like a 7-year-old. So anyway. Once dad made his way out, the babysitter finally convinced the little boy to come out of the bathroom after she heard him talking to himself, which should have been an indicator to her that something was wrong, but whatever. He claimed to be in the bathroom with another little boy, but it was kind of questionable because it was just like, okay, it almost seemed like he was going into the bathroom and coming out as a different person. But upon getting the little boy out of the bathroom and all of that other stuff, she began to naturally, you know, ask him questions, you know, when he would come out to entertain and to get to know the little boy. But she seemed a little paranoid about their, you know, if there was actually another little boy in the bathroom. And it was interesting because not one time did she go and check, because the little boy was telling her that if she went in there, that the other little boy would get very, very, very upset. And if he heard him talking about him to her, he would be upset. So anyways, after the boy contemplated with the other boy who was in the bathroom, the boy finally came out in a cape and started completely destroying the hotel room. And to make a long story short, when you watch the show, in the beginning, you think that there's only one child. You might think he's like schizophrenic or has like a mental illness or something, but he was really in the bathroom with another boy as you continue to watch, because as you continue to watch, they both come out at the same time. But then once the child in the cape came out and began, you know, to get violent and all of that other stuff, you start to see the babysitter like trying to defend herself. So she started wailing and beating the little boy up. But as soon as the father came home, it's like the evil twin disappeared. And it appeared that the whole time she was just choking the shit out of, you know, the child for no reason. It was just like, it was hard to tell if she was in the room, if she was hallucinating, if the other boy was schizophrenic, or if the room was haunted. Because when the dad came in, the other boy completely disappeared. And they looked like twins. So you would think that they were like brothers or something. But when dad came, little boy in the cape disappeared. And all you see is the babysitter choking the little boy. And her ass should have left when she realized this man was going to leave her with a child who he hadn't even introduced her with. And I know that was a whole babble about it. Like, you just have to watch the show to get a better understanding of it. But that was the connection that I made. Her root chakra was completely off. She just was completely susceptible and vulnerable to the danger and everything that was just going on in that room. But you must check out Room 104 on HBO.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So now we get into the Sanskrit name. I always like to give the Sanskrit name, but the Sanskrit name for the root chakra is Muladhara, which means root, and Dhara, which means support. And this energy system is associated with survival, competitiveness, safety, and fear.
Isn't it interesting how things connect and how the meaning of the Sanskrit name is closely associated with the same meaning as the meaning of the root chakra in general, and it connects to the color a little bit. There are so many connections that can be made when it comes to the chakras, and if you pay attention closely, although the seven chakras all differ in one way or another, they are still similar in a sense of them being the segue to securing internal peace, control, and leverage to control your own thoughts and feelings in such a way that you're just unbothered by any, you know, unnecessary external stimuli. And it's amazing how when you raise your level of awareness, you begin to realize things that you've never realized or even thought of before. So now we will make a quick connection to our root chakra and to sex. And we're going to be talking about sex a lot on the next season, so be prepared. And if you have any questions or suggestions, you know where to find me. The root chakra connects to sex, to the sex muscles. And the stronger your root chakra is, the easier it is for you to direct that energy in the most appropriate way. So boom, there's a little intro into the connection between the chakras and sex, which will definitely, again, be explored on next season. And that is all for now. I hope that all of you guys enjoy season one of the She Blows It podcast. Yay! Stay tuned for season two, where we'll be getting into some juicy, interesting things along with some special guests and new content. Check me out on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod and check out the latest content there. Also, check out the latest blog action at www.SheBlowsIt.com and read the latest content on the root chakra to see where I do my research and get these facts from, because I don't make this shit up. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much for your support. And I will talk to you guys in the new year.